Stay-at-home orders amid the coronavirus outbreak have forced lots of restaurants to redesign their business models. As WFAE's David Borax reports, the challenge was multiplied for a Charlotte restaurant that doubles as a training program for people in recovery from substance abuse.
Community Matters Cafe is a one-year-old restaurant and coffee shop in Charlotte's Third Ward, north of the Carolina Panthers Stadium. It's run by Charlotte Rescue Mission and staffed by adults who've been through the mission's recovery programs. For those workers, the coronavirus posed a threat not only to their jobs, but also to the program that lets them bone up on life skills as they transition back to the workforce, says student David Crandall.
You know, everybody's worried that we're going to have to shut the program down for a while, and I know privately I was worried about that. But they got very creative and found ways to keep the focus on the program, keep the program running, and keep us busy and occupied.
The restaurant's professional staff has converted the restaurant into a community catering kitchen for frontline workers and families in need. The cafe side of the house still does takeout coffee and snacks every morning until noon. But instead of serving sit-down breakfast and lunch on site, most of the staff now prepares up to 2,000 meals a week for social service programs around the Charlotte area, says General Manager Ed Price.
Yeah, we had to change some equipment around so that we were better able to mass-produce food rather than retail-produce food, which has got a different feel.
Price and his staff came up with Community Matters Plan B for COVID-19. He says the challenge wasn't just how to keep the restaurant going, but also how to provide continuity to his students.
It's allowed us to take 26 men and women who would have not really had anything to do in their continued recovery and give them the ability to actually press in a little bit deeper.
Price says it's allowed him to get to know people better and focus more on the people side of the business. And as Crandall says, they're serving the community too. Those 2,000 meals a week are going to programs such as the Charlotte Men's Shelter, the Urban Ministry Center, the Relatives, and the Union County Shelter. Donations paid for the food itself, says Price.
And it allows our students who are in our program the opportunity to continue in food service production without a true customer walking through the door like we've had traditionally.
But they're not completely out of the restaurant business. Every week they prepare takeout specials for the cafe, such as quiche, and this weekend they sold takeaway meals for Mother's Day. Chicken roulade stuffed with tomato, basil, and Swiss cheese with sides of roasted potatoes and Brussels sprouts, and ready-to-bake cinnamon rolls with cream cheese frosting. Ashley Tuttle is Community Matters Food and Beverage Director.
We want to continue to still reach our community and a lot of the people that have been great patrons of us since we've opened this past year. And we want to be able to show our students that even in these adverse times that we can still find a way to reach different people.
75 customers bought the Mother's Day meals and picked them up Friday morning. The ability to stay focused on recovery has been important for David Crandall, who graduates in a month.
I was just having a ball here while we were open, full swing. And, you know, it kind of dampened a little bit when this virus incident came up, but we've made the most of it. We found ways to still keep it fun and encouraging and moving forward, and that's been really helpful.
Community Matters will continue cooking for homeless and lunch programs at least through the end of May. After that, they hope to get back to their old business of table service. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.